One thing that I wanted to ask you was, like, what were you doing 12 months ago this time last year?
This time last year, I was still in uni. Yeah, still in uni and talking to labels.
Oh, right, cool. So completely different to now.
Completely different to now. Didn't expect it at all.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, did you expect it to happen so quickly?
Nah, I never expected to get a record label. Or, like, record deal, sorry.
You're currently touring with Chasing Status, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah. It's been wicked.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The shows have been mad.
Yeah. So, obviously, like, their music is quite different to your own solo stuff. Do you find, like, the crowds are different compared
to... Of course, yeah. Of course. I love high energy stuff anyway, so I'm always getting it is different, but I do love it.
And I watched your Mobo performance and your stage presence when you're with Chasing Status. It's like you're just so confident on stage. Do you find that you like vibe off of the crowd more so than
100%. I even with my own shows as well, I still try to have that same stage presence as I would doing it with Chasing Status. But yeah, you've got if the crowd are giving you energy, you've got to give it back. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah. So how did the like collaboration and like tour and everything with Chasing Status come about? Did you approach them? Did they approach you?
No, they approached me. So basically, I was just about to sign my publishing deal, and my publisher, who publishes them as well, sent in one of my songs to Chasing Status, just like have a listen to this guy, and then they heard the song and they were like, whoa, we want to work with this guy straight away, which is mad for me because I used to listen to Chasing Status in school. I still listen to Chasing Status, so
that's amazing.
Yeah, to get the call up to be like, they want to make a song with you, mate, sick. Yeah,
so how long ago was it that you sort of like first met them and stuff like that?
I probably met them last year February. Oh no, is it last year February? No, February. Yeah, February. Time's gone so quick. That's mad.
It's been a quick year, to be honest. I suppose with you doing all of this, it's been
February.
So not that long, but you've done some amazing stuff with them.
Yeah. It's been crazy.
So who else would you want to like collaborate? Who would be your like dream collaboration?
My dream collaboration would definitely be Adele.
Oh god, that would be insane.
That'd be epic, innit?
Yeah. That would be so good. I mean, I can actually imagine that, you know, because you've got, like, such a soulful voice, and she does as well, that'd be the ultimate collaboration. That's a good shout.
So big up Adele, if you're listening.
Yeah, I'm sure she listens to Smoke Radio all the time. She's constantly tweeting in. Why not? I would love that, you know. I would cry if she tweeted us.
So would I.
And so you've like just released your EP as well, your first EP, Something in the Water. How does that feel?
Amazing. At first, like when we like recorded it and stuff, like the creation of it was wicked, and like I learned so much while creating it. And obviously I was nervous, I'd never really put anything out there before, and that's like putting your baby out there, isn't it? So, and the feedback has been all positive, really. I haven't really got any negative feedback from it, so.
Good.
It's been wicked, yeah.
How long has the process been for EP? Did you start it like years ago when you were at uni? Has it been like since you finished?
I started writing my own songs like my first year of uni.
Right.
I had a few of the songs when I was at uni, but didn't really think of anything of them. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just like, these are songs that I just were in my bedroom and just was going out gigging with them, and then people were reacting to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got signed and trying to like what we're gonna do, what songs we're gonna put out there, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The label were like, we really like your songs, so let's go with your older songs. Let's go with the older songs and just see what people are saying about them, and then put them out there. And then it's all been positive.
So you started writing when you first began uni then? Was that the first time you'd ever like tried writing
a song? Yeah.
Really?
Nah, I used to play football. Used to play football, failed at that. And then it was like, let's try some music. Never played the guitar before. Just had to hibernate in my room. And then as soon as I could really, like, pluck a chord, I just was like, I don't really want to be singing anyone else's songs. Because I've always got this thing about me that their songs are their songs. I want to sing my own songs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good outlook to have, to be honest. Obviously, you're at uni, we're in, like, a student station. What was it that you studied at uni?
Acting.
You did act? Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, I had this, like, image that you'd done music at uni and you've, like, come out of uni, but you did acting.
Nah. I was always rubbish at school, so anything I could do was acting, and I was all right at it. To be honest, acting is just, you just act the fool, innit? And just be silly for a couple of hours each day, and I love doing that. So, but nah, uni was fun.
Good.
I just took the 3 years in as a kind of learn about myself and live in London.
You're doing all right for yourself now. You've just sold out Bush Hall.
Yeah.
In February. How does
mad?
That's so mad.
Crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah, Bushel's at the moment is massive, so I'm like, that's big.
I'm not surprised. It's your first solo tour, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just going to be doing it with me, guitar and a piano, I think.
Great, I like the sound of
that.
I suppose you're looking for, like, support acts and stuff. Like, who influences you and, like, who are you loving at the moment?
So, I've got my friend called Cuckoolander coming on tour with me, so everyone go check out Cuckoolander because she is sick. So she's supporting. And to be honest with you, I'm not really listening to music at the moment. So I haven't had the time to listen to music apart from my own music. Sounds so, like, up myself, but no, all I'm listening to right now is me. Do you know what I mean? But my influences are probably, like, Amy Winehouse, Solomon Burke, Ray Charles. I used to listen to loads of grime music, so I don't take grime music as an influence on my music, but I definitely like the way grime has kind of gone from underground to now more or less commercial.
Yeah.
That's an inspiration, isn't it? So yeah.
Right, I'm gonna end on, like, a cheesy question now. So would be your go-to karaoke song?
Drop It Like It's Hot.
Oh, tune.
It's tune.